Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Ready for another fascinating deep dive? Today we're going to explore the world of Buddhist wisdom.
Yeah. Specifically, we're going to focus on the power of thoughts.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and we'll be drawing from an excerpt from Buddhistische Weisheiten, Der Weg zu innere Klarheit, Teil 4.
Sounds pretty deep. What's the main takeaway?
The Buddha famously said, you know, alles, was wir sind, ist ein Resultat dessen, was wir gedacht haben, which basically translates to everything we are is a result of what we have thought.
I mean, that's a pretty powerful statement. You know, what does that actually mean for us? You know, does that mean that we can actually like shape our lives simply through the power of our thoughts?
Yeah, that's actually the core message. You know, Buddhism teaches us that our thoughts are the origin of all our actions, our feelings, and ultimately our reality.
So like what we think actually becomes our reality. Kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, kind of. You know, the text compares it to a seed. What we plant in our minds is what we harvest in our lives.
That's a good analogy. So, like, if I'm constantly thinking negative thoughts, am I just attracting more negativity into my life?
Well, in a way, yeah. Like, the text gives examples of success and failure, joy and suffering. Often our own beliefs and our thoughts are the reason why we experience certain situations the way we do. Like, if we believe we can't achieve something, we might give up before even trying and miss out on reaching our full potential.
Okay, I see. But how do we actually, like, control our thoughts? You know, sometimes it feels like they just run wild, you know, like a runaway train.
Right. That's why mindfulness is so important. The text talks about this concept of aksames biobakten, you know, mindful observation. It means, like, trying to observe our thoughts without judgment, like a neutral observer.
Easier said than done. Any tips on how to practice this mindful observation in everyday life?
Well, a simple exercise is just observing your breath. Like, just focus on your breath for a few minutes. Feel the air going in and out. And when thoughts come up, just acknowledge them without judging them, and then gently bring your attention back to your breath. Even just a few minutes a day can really help bring more peace and clarity to your mind.
Okay, that sounds doable. But what if, you know, during this practice, I realize I'm having a lot of negative thoughts? What then?
Well, the text gives us a really valuable tip. Question your thoughts. Like, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Do I have to believe this thought? Is there maybe a different, more positive perspective on this situation?
So instead of just blindly believing everything that pops into our heads, we need to learn to, like, question our thoughts.
Exactly. The text also suggests working with affirmations, you know, like positive statements that we repeat to ourselves to kind of replace negative thought patterns with more positive ones. Instead of saying, I can't do this, we could say something like, I'm doing my best and that's enough.
Yeah, I've heard about that from the self-development world. You know, small changes in language, but with big impact on our attitude. Are there any other practical tips in the text for dealing with our thoughts?
Yeah, gratitude plays a big role. Even just writing down three things you're grateful for can really shift your focus to the positive.
I can confirm that. I actually kept a gratitude journal for a while, and I was amazed at how much positive stuff there suddenly was to discover in my life. So what's the exercise of the week for our listeners?
The text recommends keeping a thought journal. So basically writing down your thoughts and feelings and trying to, like, identify recurring patterns. That way we can become aware of, like, negative thought patterns and consciously reframe them.
Thought journal. That's almost like the classic diary, only that we're specifically focusing on our inner processes here. Sounds fascinating.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how much power we have over our thoughts and ultimately over our lives.
Yeah, it is. So to sum it all up, our thoughts shape our reality. With the help of mindfulness, positive affirmations, and gratitude, we can learn to consciously direct our thoughts and thus create a more positive and fulfilling life.
Absolutely. And, you know, the text ends with a really beautiful thought that I think is worth pondering. Hass wird nicht durch Hass überwunden, sondern durch Liebe, which means hate is not overcome by hate, but by love.
That's an inspiring quote.
Yeah.
What do you think, what role do compassion and forgiveness play on our path to inner peace? Something to think about. Dear listeners, try out the techniques from this episode for yourselves and discover the power of your thoughts. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye. Choosh.